我在研究潘霍华的工作。
My professor said that knowing German would really help my studies.
我的教授说，如果你懂德语呢，会确实会帮助到我的研究。
Learning a new language is very difficult.
学一门新的语言不容易。
For most of us who immigrated to Canada, understand this.
在我们所有就是移民到加拿大的人来说，都理解。
Being an immigrant to Canada back in 1989.
就是作为一个1987年来到加拿大登陆的人来说。
My English was very poor.
我的英语非常的差。
I had difficulty understanding what I was reading.
我就是听的时候不是能听懂。
I had a hard time writing English because of my poor grammar.
就是我在写英语的时候，因为语法不好，所以说也很困难。
I was afraid to speak English because I couldn't say many words properly, and was afraid that people will make fun of me, so I was afraid to speak.
就是在我也不是很敢张口开口讲英语，因为我会觉得就是说，我的朋友们会嘲笑我。
For 3 years in Canada, I could not say my name properly.
在加拿大有三年的时间，我甚至都发音不准，我的名字都发音不好。
From grade 7 to grade 9, I was in ESL.
七到九年级的时候呢，我在学习在英文以第二语言的一个班。
Not only was I struggling with the language, of course, I was struggling with the culture as well.
我其实不仅在语言上有困难，而且在文化上也有困难。
I want to take this time to acknowledge and thank those people who every single Saturday teach children how to speak Chinese.
在这里，我想特别感谢，就每个周末在这里就是教这些我们这些华人的孩子们学习中文的这些老师们。
We have a school called the Edmonton.Edmonton Alliance Chinese School.
我们有一个学校是爱城华人宣道会中文学校，是吗？
For almost 50 years, Saturday morning, teachers would come teach young children how to speak, whether it's Cantonese or Mandarin.
快五十年的时间里，就是有说广东话和中文普通话的老师，然后在每个周六的早晨都来教孩子们学习中文。
Almost half the kids that come do not come to church regularly.
在这其中呢，就是大约有一半的孩子，其实他们是不来我们教会敬拜的。
Saturday morning is our biggest mission field.
其实每个周六的早晨，其实是我们最大的宣教合唱。
过去一年里，有很多国语堂的弟兄姐妹。教我讲国语，我很感谢你们。Translate. Oh. believe it or not, the Book of Psalms is a language book.
大家信不信都好，其实诗篇是一篇语言的书。
It teaches us the language of prayer.
它教导我们祷告的语言。
Language is not something we born knowing how to speak.
语言其实不是我们生来就会说的。
It must be taught.
是一定要是我们被教导。
Many parents know this.
许多家长都知道。
Since kids are young, we teach them how to speak.
从孩子从小，我们就要教他说话。
爸爸、妈妈、妹妹、哥哥、报纸，报纸，对对对，报纸。Right? If we just feed a child, take care of a child, but we never teach them how to speak.
如果我们只是喂养孩子，但并不教导他们说话，
then this child will grow up and have a very difficult time living life.
那这个孩子长大，其实就生活就会步履维艰。
Because they cannot communicate with others.
因为他们都不知道怎么样与人交流。
A language must be taught.
语言一定是要被教导。
A language must be learned.
一定要学习。
A language must be practiced and used.
一定要就是放到实践中去应用。
And that's what Psalms does for us.
这就是诗篇之于我们的意义。
We who have been born again need to learn how to speak the language of prayer.
我们这群重生的人就要在这里借着诗篇去学习祷告的语言。
Because before we become a Christian,
因为在我们做基督徒之前，成为基督徒之前，
we don't know how to communicate with God.
我们不知道如何与上帝交流。
This is why the disciples asked Jesus.
这就是门徒为什么门徒会问耶稣。
Lord, teach us how to pray.
主啊，请教导我们祷告。
Most Christians think that prayer is just opening their mouth and speaking.
许多的基督徒都认为祷告就是开口说话。
Yes, it is true. We can just open our mouth and speak, and God understands us.
是的，有确实是这么个理儿。我们可以开口就直接向主说话。
But our prayer language needs to become richer and deeper.
但我们祷告的语言其实可以更加的丰富，更加有深度。
Because if our prayer is limited and shallow,
如果我们的语言非常的词汇很有限，而且也很肤浅，
What happens when life becomes difficult?
那当生活变得困难的时候，我们怎么办呢？
What happens when we are confronted with doubts about our faith?
当我们的信仰遭到质疑的时候，怎么办呢？
When life's reality does not match what we believe.
当生活的现实和我们所信的感觉相违背的时候，怎么办呢？
Psalms give us the words to speak to God.
诗篇就给我们这样的词汇和语言，我们就可以和神交流。
Psalm teaches us the language of prayer.
诗篇教导我们祷告的语言。
Psalms teach us what to say when we're happy to want to praise God.
诗篇教导我们，当我们喜乐的时候，我们如何去赞美神。
Psalm teaches us what to say when we're sad and alone.
也教导我们，当我们是独自一人、孤单的时候，我们该怎么样交流。
Psalms teach us what to say when our eyes are flooded with tears and sorrow.
诗篇也教导我们，当我们眼里噙满泪水。然后非常悲伤的时候，要怎么样去交流？
Psalms give us the words to use when we see injustice and suffering in life.
当我们看到生活中的不公，也遭受生活的苦难的时候，我们应该怎么样去说话？
Psalms teach us what to say when we're ashamed of our own sins.
诗篇也教导我们，当我们为自己的罪感到羞耻的时候，我们说什么话？
Every song, almost every song that the team just led us to sing.
就是刚才就是我们敬拜团队来带领我们所唱的每一首诗歌。
Almost every one of them quoted from Psalms, right?
几乎的每一首唱的诗歌都是从诗篇的语言引用着。
Give us words to speak to God.
那诗篇就给我们这样的。话语词汇来，我们就可以和神说话。
It is true when we are weak, the Holy Spirit speaks or prays for us.
是的，就是在我们感到软弱的时候，圣灵替我们说话。
It is true we have a high priest, Jesus Christ, who prays for us constantly.
也是，那我们也有就是主耶稣基督作为大祭司在高天上为我们祷告。
But Psalms are the words that God gives us to speak to Him.
但是诗篇是主赐给我们的话语，我们可以用这些话语来向对神说话。
Isn't that what we do when we teach our little kids how to speak?
那不就是我们在教小孩子的时候，是我们怎么样去教他们的吗？
I'm giving my children words to speak back to me.
我在教我的孩子如何用什么样的话对我说话？
叫我爸爸好吗？叫我妈妈。Usually the 爸爸 goes first. This is why Jesus' life was filled with the Psalms.
这就是为什么说主耶稣的生命被诗篇也充满。
When he was on the cross,
当他在十字架上的时候，
almost every word that came out of his mouth was from the book of Psalms.
几乎每一个从他嘴里说出来的词都是从出自诗篇。
Psalms give us words to say when we have no words to say.
在我们感觉到词穷无话可说的时候，诗篇给我们说要说的话。
And this is why I encourage you to start your day by reading one psalm.
在这里我也建议大家，就是每天早晨读一篇诗篇来开启你的一天。
Read it out loud.
大声的读出来，朗读出来。
And then at night, read it again, the same psalm, read it again.
在晚上读再读一遍，重复的同一篇诗篇。
There is 150 psalms.
有150篇诗篇。
If we read one a day, we can read it twice a year.
如果每天读一篇的话，一年中至少读两次。
I've been doing this for the last 20, almost 25 years of my life.
在过去的25年里，几乎我都在做这样的事。
This is why I'm going to be speaking through Psalms this year.
这就是为什么今年我的讲道都会围绕诗篇来展开。
I will look at different Psalms with us.
我要和大家一起看看不同的诗篇。
The different types of Psalms.
不同种类的诗篇。
So that we learn the language of prayer.
所以我们就开始从中学，可以从中学习祷告的语言。
Psalms are not written, Psalms are actually written during very specific circumstances in life.
很多诗篇其实是在生命中特定的境遇中写的。
They're not just somebody who had nothing to do during the day and decide to write a poem.
那不是有一些人感觉到无所事事，所以就做了一篇诗。
Rather, they are written in face of reality of life when those realities don't seem to match faith.
往往而且往往是当生活中遇到困难的时候，这生活中所处的境遇和他所信仰的相冲突。
Some of the psalms give us the context in which they were written.
有一些诗篇我们可以看到他的写作背景。
David was surrounded by his enemy, so he prays.
当大卫被他的仇敌围绕的时候，他祷告。
David was on the run for his life from his enemy, so he prays.
大卫逃跑要脱离他仇敌之手的时候，他祷告。
David is living in the middle of the desert, so he prays.
大卫在旷野中，在沙漠中生活的时候，他祷告。
When the psalmist sees injustice right before their eyes, they write a psalm.
当诗篇的作者看到有不公的事情在他们的眼前发生，他们做一篇诗篇。
Psalms are not dreamy prayers.
这些诗篇可不是就是白日梦了，那随便空想出来的祷告。
Every psalm was written in the according to some circumstances in life.
这其中所有的诗篇都是有它特定的处境写出来。
Now there's one word that's very unique in the book of Psalms.
那在圣经的诗篇中有一个词非常的特别。
And it's very important for us to learn this.
我们学习这个词也很重要。
Let me show you the symbol for those of you who are musical. Tell me what this means.
大家有很多学音乐的人请告诉我这些所有的音乐音符指的是什么。
You tell me what it means. A break.
对，这就是休止符。
Stop.
就是停止。
To not play, right? To not play. Not, don't hit the keys.
就不要弹了，不要出声。
This is the symbol to be quiet.
这就意味着要安静。
To rest.
要休息。
To stop.
停下。
The book of Psalm actually has a similar word.
那在诗篇中有一个很相似的词。
It's the word Salah.
就是细拉。
Can you all say it with me? Salah. Salah.
大家跟着说 Salah.
The word Salah occurs 74 times in the Bible.
在整个的圣经中，细拉这个词出现了74次。
71 of them occurred in Psalms.
有其中71个细拉是出现在诗篇中。
And over 39 Psalms contain this word Salah.
有超过39篇的诗篇是有细拉这个词。
We don't exactly know what this word means.
我们不知道这个词它确切的含义是什么。
But most scholars believe it is that musical symbol to stop.
但是很多的就是圣经的学者也认为这个词指的就像是音乐中的休止符一样。
And because this word, they're not sure what it means, so some of the newer Bibles don't even bother putting this word in the Psalms.
因为就是说在这个希拉这个词大家不知道什么意思，所以说有很多新一些版本的圣经都没有这个词。
But I think actually it's very important.
但我认为其实很重要的记录这个词。
Because if you look closely at where this word appears,
因为如果你仔细地查看这个词出现的具体的位置，
you get an idea why it's so important.
你就会知道它为什么如此重要。
Psalm chapter 3.
在诗篇第三章中，
David is surrounded by his enemies.
大卫被仇敌包围。
His own son wants to kill him.
他自己的儿子想要杀他。
He cries out to God.
所以他呼求神。
God, I'm surrounded.
神呐，我被包围了。
Salah.
希拉。
He says, God will answer him. Salah.
他说神就听我的呼求，就应允我，希拉。
He slept, he woke up, and he realized God has saved him. He declares that God has saved him. Salah.
他睡觉，他睡醒，起来，他知道神已经救他了，脱离仇敌之手，希拉。
Psalm chapter 4.
在诗篇四篇，
David is in distress.
大卫在困苦之中。
He calls out to God.
他又呼求神。
He's surrounded by people that lie about him.
他就他对神说，有非常多的人围着他说谎话。
Salah.
希拉。
He reminds himself not to be angry about this, but think, but keep his mouth shut. Salah.
他又说，哎呀，一定不要动怒，而是要安安静静的思考，希拉。
Psalm chapter 32.
诗篇三十二篇。
David sins against God.
大卫赞美神，大卫犯了罪，离弃了神。
So he confesses sins to God.
所以他向神认罪。
And God preserves him, hides him.
所以神就赦免他，就保守他，就把他藏起来。
Salah.
希拉。
Psalm chapter 140.
在诗篇140篇中，
David cries out to God to deliver him from evil people.
大卫求神救他脱离仇敌之手。
Because he's surrounded by people who speaks all kinds of poison about him.
因为当时很多的恶人围起来说很多有毒的话。
Salah.
希拉。
The people who have set a trap for him.
那些人设了一个网罗陷阱。
He says, God, don't let them win.
他说神呐，不要叫他们计谋得逞。
Salah.
希拉。
Now you see the pattern when this word comes out.
大家从这么一些例子中看到这个词出现的规律吗？
Parents, have you ever told your kid what to do if they're lost?
不知道家长们在孩子小的时候是如何教导孩子如果走失了该怎么做。
When you are lost,
当你走失了迷路了，
Don't move.
不要动。
Stay still.
安静地待着。
Mama Baba is coming for you.
爸爸妈妈要来找你。
We will find you.
会找到你。
Don't run around.
不要乱跑。
Stay still.
要在一个地方待着。
Salah.
希拉。
I will find you.
我会找到你。
That's what we tell our kids when they're young. Don't run around going crazy. Just stay still. I will find you.
是的，这就是我们教导孩子小时候的话，就不要疯跑乱跑，安静地待着，我会去找你。
I know some people when they pray.
我知道有很多人当他们祷告的时候，
they tend to stop all of a sudden.
有的时候他们突然就停顿了。
I used to get really annoyed at that.
过去的时候，我对此其实感到非常的困扰。
Because I'm thinking.
因为我在想，
Are you done?
你祷告完了吗？
Can I pray now?
我可以祷告了吗？
But they don't say anything.
But they don't say anything.
There's no amen.
那也没有 amen 出现。
And then just when I wanted to start praying,
当我就是要正要开口祷告的时候
，they start praying.
他们又继续了祷告了。
But now I begin to appreciate why some people stop in the midst of prayer.
现在我就对这中间的这个停顿有了更深的了解。希拉
，I need to be silent.
我需要安静。
Sometimes when we pray, we just want to talk, 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 and we're done, right?
在一些时候，我们祷告的时候，我们就希望喜欢说说说说说，直到说完。
And then we're done. We just go.
我们祷告完了，我们就离开。
Imagine if we stop.
想象一下，如果我们停下来。
停下来，塞拉。
希拉。
This is a very important word in Psalm 46.
希拉这个词在诗篇的四十六篇中非常重要。
It begins with saying, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble and is swelling. Salah.
诗篇四十六篇中这样说道：神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。所以地虽改变，山虽摇动到海心，其中的水虽喷轰翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。希拉。
Imagine what the psalmist is describing.
大家想象一下，诗篇作者在这里描述的这个场景。
The mountains move down into the sea.
海都山都倾倒到海里了。
Imagine the sound that makes when you see a mountain come down.
大家想象一下，如果你看到这样一个场景，山到海里去了，它这个声音会是怎么样
？Have you been to Frank Sly before?
大家。
Frank Sly, have you heard of it?
到过 Frank Sly 这个地方吗
？This is not something I just thought of. On the side of a mountain, I believe it's near here, near Calgary, I think. The whole mountain one day just came down.
我想给大家介绍，就不管大家听过没听过 Frank Sly 这个地方，在卡尔加里附近，当时他的这个山，他整个的就是滑坡滑下来。
And half the town was buried.
然后有一半的镇子都被埋了。
Can you imagine what sound that makes?
大家能够想象，如果是那样的事情发生在你面前，是怎么样的一个声响吗
？Have you ever stood on the edge of the Atlantic Ocean?
大家有没有曾经站到过大西洋的岸边
？And see the waves crash into the onto the shore.
然后看到海浪拍在岩石上。
The psalmist is describing a world that is changing right before him.
这里这个诗人就是在其实是在描述正在他眼前巨变的世界。
And it's very scary.
并且非常让人害怕。
And then he says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present in times of trouble." Salah.
他就说到，在这样的困苦、患难、变化中，神与我们同在。希拉。
He stops. He doesn't move around. He stops when the earth is shaking.
耶和华他不动摇，当这个世界动摇的时候，他不动摇。
From verse 4 to 7, it says, There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Salah.
诗篇四到六节中，四到七节中说到，有一道河，这河的分岔使神的城欢喜，这城就是至高者居住的圣所，神在其中，城必不动摇。到天一亮，神必帮助这城。外邦喧嚷，列国动摇， 神发声，地变融化，万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所，希拉。
The year was 410 AD.
在公元410年的时候
，Alaric, the king of the Goths, marched into Italy.
当时哥特国的国王阿拉里克攻打意大利。
He lay siege to Rome, and then sacked the city.
他包围了罗马城。
And then this city was once called the Eternal City. It will never be destroyed.
这个城就成了瓮中之鳖。要知道，这个城可是被称为永恒之城。
But this city is now finally crushed to the ground.
但现在这个城倒下了。
Many people fled Rome.
有非常多的人在当时逃离了罗马。
And they ended up in North Africa.
去到了北非。
And they ended up in one of the cities called Hippo.
他们中有一些人到达了一个城市叫做西坡。
It is today Algeria.
就是现今阿尔及利亚所在的地方。
And there the bishop, his name is Augustine.
那里的主教名叫圣奥古斯丁。
He received these refugees coming from Rome.
他接收了这一些从罗马来的难民。
But very soon the people start to complain to Augustine about why Rome was destroyed.
但是，在这之后，很快有非常多的人就开始向奥古斯丁来抱怨说，这是怎么罗马怎么会灭亡呢？
They thought that Rome was destroyed because they had forsaken the old Roman gods and worshipped the Christian God.
他们就找到了一个理由，说罗马城之所以会灭亡，是因为罗马人、罗马帝国背离了他们多神教的信仰，来转而投信基督教。
Isn't God supposed, this Christian God supposed to protect us? Look what happened.
难道他们所我们所信的这个基督教的神不应该保护我们呢？现在看看发生了什么事。
In response, Augustine wrote his most famous work, The City of God.
作为回应，奥古斯丁主教就写了一部书《上帝之城》。
Augustine says there's actually two cities.
这本书是他最著名的著作。奥古斯丁描述有两个城。
The city on earth are city that is built by human hands.
地上的城就是人手所造。
They are built on self, human self-love and human self-glory.
他们是以人的人的荣耀造的。
对对。But there's also another city.
但是也有另外一个城。
The city of God.
上帝之城。
Built on God's love.
是靠着神的爱。
Sacrificial love for God and neighbor.
是牺牲的爱，对神对邻舍。
Augustine says those two are not the same.
奥古斯丁说这两种爱是不同的，地上的爱，神的爱。
The cities in the world will come and go.
地上的城来了又去。
But God's city is the real eternal city.
但神的城才是真正的永恒之城。
February 4th last week was a very special week for a special day for me and my family.
在过去的二月四号，这个日子对我和我的家庭来说都是很有意义的。
My mom, my dad, my sister and I moved to Canada. 1989, we arrived in Toronto on February 4th, 1989.
就是在1989年二月四号的这一天，我爸爸妈妈、我姐姐、我们一家四口登陆多伦多。
We came to Canada because we believed this place was more peaceful.
我们来到加拿大，因为我们觉得这个地方更加的平安。
A politically stable place.
政治稳定。
A prosperous place.
经济繁荣。
A place we can have hope for our future.
这个地方我们可以看到自己的未来。
But after 36 years, things look a little different.
但是在这么多年过去之后，现在这个情况感看上去有点不同了。
In the next 4 years,
在接下来四年中
，we might not even have a country.
啊，我们可能国将不国，我都不知道。
We thought things could never happen to Canada.
我们以前所想的是加拿大不可能发生什么事情，不会有事的。
If you put your hopes in an earthly city, if all your hope, all your hope and dreams are on one earthly city like Edmonton or Canada, or a country like Canada,
如果你把所有的指望都压到地上的一个国家，就像是加拿大这么样的国家，所有的指望，
then we will be disappointed.
我们一定会失望的。
The psalmist describes the city of God.
诗篇的作者在这里描述了上帝之城的景象。
So just before that, he was saying how the earth is falling apart, but yet here he looks at the city of God.
在前面的几节中，这个诗篇说到地是怎样的变动，但是在后面，作者就立刻描述上帝之城是什么样。
This city has a peaceful river that runs in the middle.
他说，这城中有一道河穿过河中，城中间。
God is present in the city.
神就在城里居住。
It cannot be moved.
而且不会摇动。
So you're not going to see a mountain fall down.
你不会看到山崩下来。
Waves are not crashing because the river is peaceful.
海浪也不会翻腾，喷轰的，因为是非常平静的。
It doesn't matter what happens to the nations on earth, but God's city will stand forever. He is our fortress, Selah.
不管地上的城会发生什么样的变故，上帝之城永远不会动摇，希拉。
This description is found in Revelation chapter 22.
这样一个描述也在启示录第23章中找到。
Apostle John says there is a river flowing in the middle of that city.
使徒约翰也这么样描述这城中有一道河。
In the city of God, this river allows trees to grow and it bears good fruit to heal the nations.
这个河是生命之河，也滋养着生命的树，生命之树也医治各国各样的疾病。
God will never leave this city because it is His city.
神不会离弃这座城，永远不会，因为这是他的城。
There will be no more nights because God Himself is the light of this city.
在这个城中，永远不再需要灯光，没有黑夜，因为神自己就是光。
When the world seems to be falling apart,
当世界看上去分崩离析的时候，
the psalmist looks straight in at God's city.
诗人就直直地望着，盼望着上帝之城。
A city that is built by God Himself, as Hebrews chapter 11 says.
正那个城是上帝自己所建造的。就像是在启示录，在希伯来书十一章中说到的。
And now in verse 8, he says, "Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth."The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah.
第八节说到，你们来看耶和华的作为，看他使地怎样荒凉。他直息刀兵，直到地极；他折弓断枪，把战车焚烧在火中。你们要休息。要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的 避难所。希拉。
God's kingdom is coming.
神的国就要降临。
God will judge the nations.
神要审判列国。
He will decide, he will solve the conflicts between people.
他也会止息人们中间的纷争。
Wars will cease.
战争会止息。
Swords will be beaten into plowshares.
这些刀枪会被打成犁头。
Spears will be turned into pruning hooks.
枪和矛会变成镰刀。
He will wipe away all of our tears.
神会擦去我们一切的眼泪。
Death will be no more.
不再有死亡。
Because the former things have passed away.
因为一切都过去了。
Be still and know that I am God.
你们要休息，要知道我是神。
Selah.
希拉。
During 1520s, Martin Luther faced some of the darkest times of the Reformation.
在16世纪20年代的时候，马丁路德遭遇了宗教改革中一系列最黑暗的时光。
Some of the people who followed him were murdered.
有一些跟随他的人就被杀害了。
There were a plague that broke out in Germany.
当时在德国爆发了一场瘟疫。
Luther himself was filled with doubt and fear.
路德自己心里也满了惊惧。
Some people use Luther's name as an excuse to fight against the church.
有一些人冒用他的名字来和教会对着干。
His daughter was born and died very soon.
路德自己的女儿也在出生不久之后死亡。
It was at this point in his life when he read Psalm 46.
就是在这么样一个处境中，他读到了诗篇四十六篇。
And he wrote the most famous hymn he has ever written.
然后他就写出了他自己最为被人所知的圣诗。
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing, our helper he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing.For still our ancient foe thus seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal.
他写道，上主是我坚固堡垒，永不动摇之保障。上主是我随时帮助，使我脱危难恐慌。历代仇敌撒旦，仍遇兴波作浪。他尖角又有势力，残忍毒辣非常，无比凶恶，真难防。
Did we in our own strength confide our striving would be losing? Were not the right man on our side the man of God's own choosing? You ask who that may be, Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Sabbath, he came, his name, from age to age the same, and he must win the battle.
我们若靠自己力量，虽然奋力必失败。有大能者在我一方，他是上主所选派。若你问他是谁，基督耶稣元帅，又称全能主宰，世世代代不改，他至终胜利奏凯。
And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God has will his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him.His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fail him.
纵全世界充满鬼魔，恐吓要将我毁灭，我们不怕，因有神旨，靠主真理必告捷。幽暗之君虽猛，我们也不心惊，狂暴我们能忍，因他永行已定，主言一出即倒清。
That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours through him who with us sideth. Let good and kindred go, this mortal life also. The body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever.
主言全能无边无量，远胜世上众君王。我们领受圣灵恩典，因主时常在我旁。 亲戚获财可舍，渺小浮生可丧，身体纵被杀害，真理依然兴旺，上主国度永久长。
South African pastor Andrew Murray in the 19th century, he wrote this, being still in the Lord is resting in the Lord in his will, his promise, his full faithfulness, and his love. And that makes patience easy. And the resting in him is nothing but being silent unto him, still before him, having our thoughts and our wishes, our fears and hopes hushed into calm and quiet in that great presence of God which passes all understanding. That peace keeps the heart and mind when we are anxious for anything, because we have made our requests known to him. The rest, the silence, the stillness, the patience, waiting, all find their strength and joy in God himself.
Andrew 牧师这样写道，在主里面等候，就是在主里面安息，在他的旨意、他的应许、他的信实和他的爱中安息，这使得忍耐变得容易。而在他里面安息，无非就是向他保持静默，在他面前等候，让我们的思绪与愿望、恐惧与盼望，在上帝那超越一切理解的伟大平安中归于平静与安宁。当我们为任何事忧虑时，这份平安保守着我们的心，因为我们已将自己的诉求告诉他。安息、静默、安静以及耐心的等待，这一切的力量与喜乐都源于上帝本身。
Be still and know that I am God.
你们要休息，要知我是神。
God is with us and he is our fortress.
耶和华万军之神与我们同在，他是我们的避难所。
Amen.